there's a lot of fear that it might become mandatory. What's your view on vaccination for to
Well,
help people? And I've said that I want
sure.
to make sure we provide some
Yes.
informed debate on this quite serious issue.
Yes, certainly. So, because I'm ex-big pharma, as they say, and then I worked in biotechnology companies, so I'm not exactly some fluffy person who's going to tell you never to take a vaccine, they're all bad. I've had all the vaccines available in the 1960s and 70s. Both my children, my wife and I decided they should get the full lot. I'm pro well-characterized vaccines. That absolutely prevents a tremendous amount of illness and death. But in the case of something like SARS-CoV-2, that kills 1 in 500 people or so, average age 83. I think it'd be great if we had a vaccine for people like that. It might give them a few more months of life, not much more. The reason you die having caught it is not because you've got SARS-CoV-2, it's because you've got a respiratory virus. Almost any of them will kill you at that age. Even a serious cold will kill you. So it would be good, I think, to have a vaccine to use for very vulnerable people. But this is a really important but. Nobody else needs this thing. Your body and my body, I'm not vulnerable. I'm not going to be made seriously ill and die. It would be an astonishing thing, 1 in a million, maybe. You don't vaccinate the population because 1 in a million people might have a bad outcome. What you do is you look at the people who are vulnerable and you offer them the vaccine with the word offer. Informed consent is important. So it's not necessary. And it's an appalling misuse of a public platform. For people to suggest that the only way we all get our lives back is if we mass vaccinate the population, something very smelly is going on. It's simply not appropriate. It's never been required to do that. I don't even think it would work. But let me also just mention, because was in the pharmaceutical industry, I am capable of reading development plans. So I've been on a site called clinicaltrials.com, and you can go and look up what's going on with the vaccines. I will say to you that so far, normal for the stage of development, they're looking at antibodies. They're looking at whether the vaccine raises antibodies. That's all they know. They don't know whether it reduces how ill you get or whether you transmit the virus, nor does it measure whether you will have reduced deaths. We don't know this now. This is 3 years too early. So 3 years too early. So all we're going to know when we start vaccinating people is it raises antibodies. And I'm telling you that whilst antibodies are a good thing to have, and I would like to have them if I was very ill, they are not the most important part of your immune system. It'll almost certainly be T cells. So I think there's a vaccine development plan that's going to lead to a very only a small amount of information about it. And then, as I said earlier, you don't need it. If you're young, middle-aged, even slightly my age, 60, and well, you're really not very vulnerable. So I'd say if you would not have considered a flu vaccine in the normal course of events coming up to this winter, I don't think you should even consider taking this vaccine. But the main problem I have with it, as you mentioned, is this no notion of mandated or even coerced. So you don't have to, but you can't travel if you don't. That's the sort of thing. I want your viewers to know that that's illegal under international law. That after the Second World War atrocities of Dr. Mengele and other doctors in Japan, where they performed experiments on humans that led to their deaths. We and others in the post-war consensus led to an international law that says that no medical procedure may be performed on a human being without their informed consent, and they must benefit from it, and about 10 other things, but that's basically at the heart of it. Your government doesn't have the right to override that law. So if people are saying you've got to, otherwise you can't go shopping, or you can't go to work or travel, take them to court. It's absolutely illegal, and no one should stand for it. But to say again, I'm pro well-characterized vaccines. If you're elderly, frightened, and vulnerable, and it's available, I would say work with your doctor, consider it. Maybe you should. But everybody else, you don't need it, and something very odd is going on. And I don't know what
Something
it
is
is.
going on, and anxiety doesn't help the immune system, does it? So, my son's in year seven, and one person got tested positive, and the whole school sent home for 2 weeks. And then he goes back to school, and he may come back. And that's not where I want my child to be
Not
living a life
necessary
like
either.
that going
Why are
on. And it's
they doing
not.
that?
Well, this is what worries me. So, if they're doing that, what's the end game? And people keep saying, "What's the end game?" Which is why I'm
I know.
worried that mandatory vaccination might come in. But we don't know,
Yes.
do we? We don't
I've no
really know.
idea. So people often ask me, in fact, it almost seems to be a condition for accepting anything I have to say. Well, why would they do that? And I honestly answer, I don't know. I'm not a detective or a politician. But that shouldn't take away from whether I'm right or not. So back to the facts, there are not excess deaths right now. But that's not what the BBC tells you every night. I'm never going to trust them again, by the way. I listened to the BBC for 41 years, never coming back in my ears because they've just lied in my face all year. So there are not excess deaths. There are not excess respiratory deaths right now. The slight uptick of a few hundred non-respiratory deaths that have been reported recently, I think, are the consequence of restricted access to the NHS. So I don't want anyone flinging that at me saying, oh, you're wrong about excess deaths. Those deaths are just what you'd expect if you restrict access to the health system to a population for 6 months. And what do you expect was going to happen? And it was when they started mass testing the population. That's when I became deeply suspicious. That's when I started looking at the assay itself. I've used tests like this, so it's not difficult for me to look at it. And I thought, that's funny. They're not telling us what the false positive rate is. And I went through government documents and I found an internal document that more or less said, don't use this test because we don't know the characteristics. So something happened around June, maybe
Yeah,
earlier.
something
I don't
happened then,
think.
and now you're in lockdown. You're in France. You're in lockdown.
Exactly.
We never thought
I
we'd be in lockdown again. How did
no.
that happen? We're in
Well, of course,
lockdown, facing a national.
but this is the bit that's very, very important. I don't know. It could be that the lockdown this spring was done. Maybe there was political pressure. The media certainly pressured the government into doing something. Personally, I knew at the time that it's not going to make any difference because people don't pass the virus to each other as they pass in the streets or chatting to your neighbour. So the locking down bit, I could tell what it would do is stop the economy and inhibit civil society. But I knew it would do nothing to transmission. Because mostly transmission happens where ill people meet other vulnerable people, hospitals, care homes. Sorry, that's true. And that's why the profiles look the same in countries that did and didn't lock down. But I almost wonder, did they make us lock down because has conditioned us? See, now we're ready. We're ready to go and lock down again. I've just told you there are no excess deaths. There haven't been for 4 months. What are you doing? You're walking into voluntary house arrest when there is not an excess death signal. Why are you doing that? Seriously, question, ask yourself, why are you going to be willing to be locked down, quotes, to get away from a virus, which I'm telling you is not present, because if it was, you'd have lots of excess deaths. That's why I'm very fearful, because it doesn't make any sense. And I think there are no benign outcomes. I'm not going to speculate. There are no benign outcomes from this. Yeah, go and look at the data and see whether what I've said is true, because if it's true, then you must assume that the things you're being told by your government and your media that you've trusted for decades are not true. So it's up to you.